thing when you watch them on tape is they're going to rush three, they're going to drop everybody into coverage. There's not a lot of holes in there to fit a ball in. So I just said, screw it, let's run it, see if we can get out of it. And we got first down, unfortunately. So.
What's Darren Sproles done the first 2 weeks to have so many explosive plays on offense?
You know, I first and foremost, Darren's a receiver. And I've said that since day one, since we've had him here. he's just a special player. I mean, the first day we had him, it was how many different ways can we find ways to get into football, but he is just a dynamic football player, and we're really excited. He can run it, he can catch it, and he can do it all. He's a complete running back, and he really came up huge for us tonight.
What's it mean for you? I mean, what do you, this team to come back 17 points down, never before in the history of the NFL to start a season? I mean, what does that tell you about the team to come back from two deficits like that?
The one thing about this team, I think they're really grounded. It just means we're 2-0. You know, and I think it also means we have to execute better on both sides of the ball in the first half so that, you know, you're not going to make a living continuing to be 17 down in this league. We got a very, very good Washington. We got a division opponent coming in here, coming into our place on next Sunday. So, you know, hopefully we got it out of our system, but we need to do a better job in the first half of executing. So.
In the first half, Richardson and Bradshaw, I think, rushed for like 101 yards. Mm-hmm. Second half, you shut them down.
I think Billy and the defensive guys made some nice adjustments at halftime in terms of what they were doing. They did some things that they hadn't shown before. You know, it's just that chess match that goes on between the game. You know, I think Indianapolis got a great coaching staff. I coach against Pep. Pep does a great job. They were in some unbalanced line. They were running it to the unbalanced and coming back to the short side. They did some different things and really challenged us. And I think the adjustments that those guys made at halftime really kind of paid off for us.
You talked about how you like to park the carries and stuff. You missed the only one, but come back and kick two game winners.
Yeah, same thing I thought all along about him. He really doesn't get fazed. I mean, I didn't say anything to him when he missed the first one. I mean, there wasn't a conversation or anything. There's no reason to have a conversation. He's always up, you know, so I didn't have to say anything mystical to him. I mean, he's just going to go out there and kick it. He did a great job.
Where were you and what was going through your head when they said they...
Because I thought, you know, obviously the game was over, so just went back to the sideline and let's do it again, you know, so... We're going to kick it twice.
You take us through the Darren Sproles touchdown run and also the 57-yard screen pass that set up.
The screen pass, was that to him? Or was that to McCoy?
The 57-yarder was
to him. Was to him?
51.
Yeah, 51. I don't know the numbers. There was a long one. That set up the Mac touchdown right there. The screen pass didn't set up his touchdown run, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. His touchdown run, they were doing a great job really in the red zone keeping us inside. We were trying to get the ball to the perimeter. They forced us into a cutback, and then he's got to go against the unblocked eye and did a great job. So, you know, I think, and then on the screen pass, you know, we felt like we had that all day long. Not all day long, but I think what they were giving us coverage was when their rush is getting to you, you need to do something to negate the rush. And I think to negate the rush, you got to use your screen game as a weapon. And I think, you know, a lot of times the pocket was collapsing around Nick. They were doing a good job with coverage down the field, playing a lot of softer man coverage, but really sticking with guys. So we felt like the screen plays were going to be there for us. And obviously we executed. He's a real dynamic screen runner. So
27.
Yeah, just some huge plays. You know, the big pick by Malcolm. I don't know if that was before the 27. Was that before the 27? The big pick by Malcolm was huge for us. You know, they came up big when they had to come up and against that guy. I mean, he made a couple passes today. I just like, wow. They threw one to, I think the one Kerry ended up on a face mask where he just threw it left outside shoulder to Reggie Wayne right in front of us. And I just go, wow. And there's another one where we hit him, you know, flush in the chest, but he stepped up in the pocket and made it. You know, he can make all the throws. And it was a challenge for us to go against him because he's just such a talented guy. But I thought our defense came up big. And then that third down stop, you know, to get us back on the field and give us a chance to get the field goal to win it. So.
Did you make any adjustments at the half in terms of the run game? Struggles
there. Yeah, there were a few, and I think credit goes to their D-line. They're big. You know, that's probably as big a front as we'll face. And they did some really, you know, just a little bit more physical than us early, and I think it maybe the cumulative effect of the game going on, wearing them down a little bit, may have helped us, but we were really calling the same plays in the first half that we called the second half.
What do you say about your team's resiliency 2 weeks in a row now coming back from big deficits?
I think a lot of it is they have confidence in what they're doing, but I think their confidence, it's not fake confidence. It's based on their preparation. And it's as hard a working team as I've ever been around. They really, truly understand what we're trying to get accomplished we've tweaked some things from last year to this year in terms of our preparation. I think those guys have done a great job with it. And I think it showed, you know, there was nobody on our team in the fourth quarter that, A, didn't believe we had an opportunity to win the football game, and they were all playing like it. You know, I don't think anybody was on our side was tired. And then you got guys on the sideline just talking about this is just like period 22 in our training session. So, you kind of see that they value what we're doing during the week, and I think it shows off when we're playing games on Sunday or Monday.
On the O-line, Gardner-Pell, what do you see?
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job. You know, you get thrown into the mix and first starts for those guys. Obviously, Dennis coming off an injury last year and really starting to come into his own, and real happy that we had him, you know, because of what happened to us last week in terms of getting two guys down and then picking up Andrew and being able to plug him in at tackle. I thought, you know, both those games for their first starts, they held up pretty well for us. So.
Chip, the wide receivers didn't catch that many balls. What does it say for the team that, you know, you do it without a lot of catches from your wide receivers?
You know, I think it's there's going to be weeks where they have a lot of catches. There's going to be weeks where the running back, we run it a lot. There's going to be weeks where the tight end catches it a lot. There's going to be weeks where the running back catches it a lot. It just, you know, I think the ability to have weapons at each position is big for us. But I thought Coop had a couple of big catches there in traffic that helped us extend drives. You know, Mac had the big touchdown for us. When they were called upon, they got it. But I also, we thought coming in that their corners were going to do a pretty good job, and we're going to have to win at least in the man situations inside. You know, we caught them in man on that the big play right when we got the drive. You know, they had a linebacker lined up on Ertz, so it really helped us. And we got, you know, we thought we needed 25 yards to kick a field goal, and obviously we hit the big chunk on that first one. And then we threw the screen at Darren, and then we knew where we were. But I think having players at other positions can really help those guys out. They draw attention, but when we have guys at other positions, that, you know, you can't cover them all. So.
How do you think Nick Foles responded to last week with the full 60?
Yeah, I thought Nick was just like the whole team. I thought he showed a lot of resiliency. There was a couple of things, I think. They had a few drops on him in the first half. He probably could have placed the ball maybe better a couple of times. It was a combination of him and the receivers, and I think everybody just kind of settled down. And then when we needed it, he did it. So.
Is this what you expected when he got roles, or is he doing more than you expected?
I mean, I knew he was a really good player, and we were excited to get him, but until you really get a chance to see him in practice and see all the other things. You know, I know he can run the ball, and I think that's the one thing that I've said since the first time, that he has the ability to really give us I don't think we miss a beat when LeSean is out for a play or two. And I think LeSean feels comfortable if he has a big run that, hey, let's put, you know, I can go up for a play because 43 can go in and there's not a drop-off. So he's a really, really good weapon to have on your side.
Chip Parkin spent most of training camp in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. What did you guys like about him when you made that trade? I mean, he surprised you at all with anything?
We liked his, you know, just statistically looking at him, you know, what he did in college, and then obviously some of what he was doing in the preseason. And we knew he had a big leg, and we just felt like we had to get a big leg. You know, and that, you know, obviously you're not going to make every field goal you kick, but if you can have a weapon that's going to help you from a kickoff standpoint also. And we were really looking hard for a guy with a big leg, and when he became available, it was a great fit for us. We were fortunate enough to make a trade for him. You know, and he was just in a situation, you know, they got a Hall of Fame kicker here. You know, I don't think it was any indication of Cody. It was just that, you know, Adam Ventura is one of the all-time best that's ever played this game, and we were fortunate to be able to get him. So.
Okay.